All right, Rabotai, just one quick halakha. We learned yesterday in Siman Memvav. We learned that Shulchan Aruch writes in Memvav in the halakha that if a person forgot to say Birkat HaTorah, so he has a chance to make it up in the Berakha of Ahavat Olam. The reason being is that the Berakha of Ahavat Olam, whether it's in Shaharit or Arbit, has in it the inyan of Talmud Torah, but in Bidibin, in Adahabin, Askir, Ishmael, Lamud, Lamed, called the Talmud Chab Ahavam. So the Maran writes in Zion, Birkat Ahavat Olam poteret Birkat HaTorah, in Lamad Miyad B'li Hefsek. So as long as you learn right away after B'li Hefsek, the question is what's considered after. So some say it's after the Amidah. Others say even after Alim al-Shabaya, as long as you had Kabbalah, to learn right after the Tefillah, that'll be okay. Now, the question that we have over here today is, what if a person remembered that he didn't say Birkat HaTorah after he started Berakha of Yotzer? So he's in the middle of Yotzer Or, Berakha, and he remembers. So here, Hacham Abadiah Alav HaShalom in Yabia Omer has a Chidush. He's in Yabia Omer, Chedek Dalet, Or HaChayim, Siman Zayin, Othe, where he says that right after he says the Berakha of Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot, if we call that Ben HaPerakim, he should say the Birkat HaTorah at that point. His opinion is that Ahavat Olam helps you that if you forgot it. But if you remember the Birkat HaTorah and you have a chance to say the real Birkat HaTorah, so you should do that. He compares it to a case that the Megillat Avraham says that if somebody heard thunder in the middle of the Berakha of Yotzer, so in between the Perakim, he could say the Berakha of Shekohol Gurato, Olam. So similarly over here, you can say this Beracha of Birkat HaTorah. Hakam David, his son, in Halacha Berura, in Chedek Gimar, Adav Shin Sadi Ber, he has an argument with his father in this case, and he says that he would rather the person not say the Beracha in between the Beracha Yotzer, and he would rather a person have Kavanah in Ahavat Olam, and that's the way he rules. On the page, he says, "Im shachach levarech berkat haTorah v'nizkar, k'sheitchei berkat yotzer yichaben beferush berkat haOlam shenotzer latzer b'yedei chovah berkat haTorah, u'miyad achar tefillah yomar kama pesukim, u'baze yatzei yedei chovah berkat haTorah l'chol ha'deot." He just adds that you should have kavana beferush to be yotzer in berakat ahavat olam. So we have a machloket between Chacham Avadiah and Chacham David. The ma'aseh. Till further notice, we're going to take the Hakam Avadiah, and therefore the Ma'aseh, if indeed a person does forget the Beracha during Yotzer, and remembers it during Yotzer, he can make it during, in between the Berachot.